So the game I want to play with you today is called Can You Guess the Olympic Sport by Listening to What the Announcers Are Saying?
I really only know like two Olympic sports anyway, so.
All right. Well, I'll give you some choices. How about that?
Okay. Give me choices.
Okay. All right. So
we'll get the audio one.
Yeah. So the audio that I have, I sent it as 1, 2, 3, and 4. That way you don't know what the sports are. Okay.
Rudy in the triff. Half in, half out. Pike triff. Half in triff. It'll be a tuck triff. There it is. Well, you must have heard it. Yes. 6 or 7 meters above the ground. He knew he'd done the job.
Okay, so that is an Olympic sport. That's the Olympic announcer. I don't know what a triff is. I had to look it up. I'm going to give you, do you want to try and guess right off the bat, or should I give you some choices?
I think it's where you have the ball on your shoulder and you spin around and you throw it. Javelin. Like it's javelin.
Okay, wait. The ball is the shot put. A javelin is like a big long stick. Which one?
Big long stick.
Okay. No, that's not what it is. Here are your choices. Is it weightlifting?
No.
Is it trampoline?
Or trampoline's not a sport.
Or is it men's rhythmic gymnastics? Do you want to play it one more time so we can hear?
Can you read? Rudy in the triff. Half in, half out. Pike triff. Half in triff. It'll be a tuck triff. There it is. Well, you must have heard it. Yes! 6 or 7 meters above the ground. He knew he'd done the job.
Okay, so is that weightlifting? Is it trampoline or is it men's rhythmic gymnastics?
Trampoline.
It is trampoline.
I didn't think that was a sport.
Wow, that's impressive. I was sure you were going to choose men's rhythmic gymnastics. In fact, I put that in there to kind of trick you, but it didn't work.
No, because he said it was off the ground. No, it didn't seem like that. But okay. I didn't think trampoline was a sport. That's it's a sport?
Yeah, it's an Olympic sport. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that, but okay. Here's number two.
Number two.
Super and regular Piaf pirouette there, right in front of the judges. Big, big extension down the center line. Such high quality Piaf being maintained throughout the pirouette.
Gymnastics.
Okay. Let me give you three choices. It is not gymnastics. You are wrong. Is it artistic swimming?
No.
Is it dressage, which is a horse sport?
Right.
Or is it synchronized diving?
Super and regular Piaf pirouette there, right?
Oh, that's dressage.
How do you know this?
That's the only really sport I know is dressage, so.
You don't know dressage?
I've seen it before. I live in a country. I see things like that.
You're either Googling this or
I'm not
you're
Googling
cheating
this.
Somehow. There's no way you. Okay, let's try the third one. You're doing very well, like too well.
All right. There's a lot of horses around here, so.
Okay, give me number three.
As we see Henriksen now, the Norwegian. He likes it. He really likes it.
Well, nice big yell. He's really on balance. He's definitely liked it. Launch parameters there, 39.5 and a half degrees, 97. He's got to get that speed up.
That's the shot put.
That is not the shot put.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here are your three choices.
Okay.
Is it a hammer throw, a BMX freestyle, or a javelin?
As we see Henriksen now, the Norwegian. He likes it. He really likes it.
Well, nice big yell. He's really on balance. He's definitely liked it. Launch parameters there, 39.5 and a half degrees, 97. He's got to get...
That's javelin.
That's hammer throw.
Hammer throw. I forgot that. I was going to say that. I know that wasn't BMX.
Okay. All right, here's the last one. Here's number four.
Okay.
She honestly looks comfortable out there. Her face looks relaxed. Her breathing looks relaxed. And if she's breathing properly, she's almost as if she's letting it out through her feet and her hands. She's pushing hard, but then using that breath to relax her whole body so that she can take an even better stroke on the very next push.
What is that? What sport
is that? Breaststroke.
It is not. It is not the breaststroke. Here are your three choices. Is it skateboarding, rowing, or archery?
Relaxed. Her breathing looks relaxed.
And if that's got to be archery.
She's breathing properly. She's almost as if she's letting it out through her feet and her...
You can't breathe out your feet.
...hands. She's pushing hard, but then using that breath to relax her whole body so that she can take an even better stroke on the very next push.
All right.
Is it archery, skateboarding, or rowing?
Oh, it's got to be rowing.
You said archery first.
I thought archery, but the last part of it was...
But then using that breath to relax her whole body.
Her whole.
So that she can take an even better stroke.
A better stroke the next time. So the better...
Right.
And her hands. She's pushing hard, but then using that breath to relax her whole...
Okay. Yeah, that's so rude. It's actually not even just rowing. It's called single scull, which is a rowing race.
So it's not the big boat where somebody goes, and there's a bunch of people. No,
you're there by yourself. You're in like a little, it almost looks like a pointy kayak.